2RS.
Hits and memories.
Hey, it's Alec and Bella here from this morning's Brekkie Show.
If you missed this morning's show, here's a few highlights for you.
Monday night footy last night. We thought we'd have a little bet on the game. I flipped a coin, make it nice and easy, nice and fair. I got St. George. You got Canberra.
I did.
I was pretty chuffed with myself, but I was pretty confident then at halftime. We were up 18-6. I'm like, yeah, it's in the bag. Sent through a bit of a smart aleck text message.
Yeah, and can
I
just...
I was pretty chuffed with myself.
Yeah, I was turning off the game at that stage. I was like, oh, this is over. Like, he's won. I'm turning off the TV. Can't even bother to watch anymore.
You'd already gone to bed. And then they actually came back and levelled the scores. But then Jamie Soward, about 1 minute to go in the game, field goal, St. George in front. I'm like, yes, it's in the bag. Literally the final second of the game, Canberra get along the line for a try.
Yes.
Bang, I'm gone, out of the water. I was
go
gutted,
Canberra.
I was robbed. Absolutely robbed.
Can I just tell you how excited I was to get that text message off you?
Sure you
jumping
were.
Up and down in my apartment, probably upsetting the neighbours at that time of night. Finished on 24-19.
Yeah.
So, Alec, you're going to be my slave for the day.
Well, I was thinking about that. We didn't actually shake on it. Interesting events unfolded in Nowra over the weekend at the Harvey Norman store there. There was actually a bit of a protest went on. Basically, it was over the whole idea that afforestation was the main crux of it, and that Harvey Norman are, in fact, sort of destroying some of our pristine forests in the purpose of making furniture. Jeez, it's raised a big sort of heated debate online as well. It brings into the whole question or into the debate climate change.
I mean, we do kind of have to keep on going and living our lives
exactly
as
yeah.
human beings on the planet. And I know, you know, some of these things that we're doing are bad and some of them are good, and I'm not really for or against climate change. I mean, we do have to live our lives as humans. And I think that as long as we all kind of acknowledge what's happening in the world, you know, and the climate, and everyone does their bit to kind of help, you know, reduce it, I think we can all get by.
Do you yourself have a loyalty rewards card at your grocery shop?
G'day, guys. First time caller, long time listener. No, I don't have one of those cards. I just think they're a bit of a waste. I mean, I should have the freedom to shop wherever I want. And I know that if I do get one of those cards, I'll simply just go and shop at that one company. I mean, why should I stick with the two big ones when there's a lot of little independents out there that probably do my business more?
Yeah, exactly. Supporting the local. Does it bother you as well? Like, the story's coming out now that they record absolutely everything on you, and they make these shopper profiles. Like, they know what you're buying, they know when you're buying it. Do you think this is like Big Brother getting a bit crazy?
It sure is. I don't think that the big guys should have anything to do with what I want to buy. If I want to buy my 2 litre milk and I don't buy my bread with it, I don't want the shop attendant saying, oh, Mr. Peter, where's your bread today?
Where's that toilet paper brand that you particularly enjoy? You're not buying that today.
Exactly.
No. I mean, I might not be getting lucky enough, and I might not be purchasing certain other items as well.
Lauren, do you yourself have a loyalty rewards card to your local supermarket?
No, I don't like the idea. I've heard about them building these profiles on people, and I think it's too much information that they already know.
I was in Muswellbrook on the weekend, and I was having brekkie at one of the yummiest cafes down there, the Artiste Espresso Bar.
I mean this in the nicest possible way, but going out to dinner or lunch or anywhere with you, it's painful at times. I mean this in the nicest possible way, though, of course, but it's because of allergies and things.
It is, yes. So
the company's great. I love the company. The company's great.
Yeah, you better watch that. Now, while I was chowing down on it, I was looking around the cafe, and they had all these different shelves up with all these different local products and produce from around the whole region. It's just, I love that about our regional town.
Well, Bella, it's been a great morning, and you're going to be back in for tomorrow's Brekkie Show.
Yes, Alec, Nick and I will be back tomorrow from 7 on 2RS.